A certain man made a great supper, and he invited many. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Holy Mother Church leads us on this Sunday back through Corpus Christi, back to Holy Thursday. How is that? It is the octave of Corpus Christi. She shows us in this invitation of our Lord that people who are invited to the wedding feast, and that is you, that is I, invited to this wedding feast of our Lord with his bride, which is the church, that those should come to him. And yet, in this invitation, they began to make excuses. The one excuse, I bought a form. The second excuse, I bought a yoke of oxen. And the third, I married a wife. In the first, we can see an image of creation, a form. I bought it, and I'm going to go and enjoy my seeing of it. In the second, we see the form put to work. I have bought a yoke of oxen. So not only is there a creation, but now there is an employment, a proper tool to use it, the yoke of oxen. And these yoke of oxen, that is a living thing. In the third, I married a wife. So what has happened in the third? One has taken the face away from God the Father and said, my heart belongs to my relationship with my bride. This is an image of how we fall away from Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. For God the Father is the Creator. And instead of loving him and saying, who gave me this good gift? I am invited to the wedding feast. I am loving more the creation, and I am enjoying just the creation as a creation for my sake, not for his sake, not as a gift of his. In the second, it is taking that creation, the form, and in elevating it by using it. Why was a farm there? So that you can look after animals, the oxen. So that you might be able to feed them? Yes. So that you might be able to plow a field with them. So, that is like the Word of God. That is like Christ himself who took flesh to show us what we are to do with our creation, how we are to be formed, that we might know him, that we might hear him and do those same works. So that is an image of God the Son. And third, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And as I said, that is taking your face from the Father and making the sign of your love, of this union, your whole focus, and taking it away from God. That is a sin against the Holy Ghost, who is love. Why do you love your wife? Why do you love your husband? It is for his goodness. And you must help that goodness be increased. Not be by turning and centralizing all your affections just upon that one, but realizing from whence it comes, which is God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Asking for the grace to be a good bride, a good husband, for that matter, a good child, right? You have to be a good child. You must ask for that gift. So, Holy Mother Church is saying, we are to be conformed. You have been called. In this time, Corpus Christi, we are to recognize where our call comes from. Who is called to us? You know, when we think about Corpus Christi and the preaching of the Most Holy Eucharist, who is the first to write about it in the Gospels? Who is the first? St. Paul. He's writing to Corinthians. And what does he say? He says, "For I myself have received from the Lord, for what I also delivered to you, that on the night that he was betrayed," and then he describes the Last Supper, the first Mass. Why is St. Paul the first one? Because he writes first, and he is giving that such a high priority. Matthew, Mark, Luke would all follow after. All would describe the Last Supper. John, the evangelist, John, the apostle, he will not write, because he writes at the end of his life. And as he writes, he knows what the others have said. And so he approaches it from a different perspective. He gives us John chapter 6. And he speaks about the bread of life. And when he speaks about the bread of life, he closes with very powerful words. For he speaks of our Lord when he says, "I am the bread of life." And then he gets more and more specific until he says, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you." He, like the good master of the house, has a wedding feast. He is calling us to himself, that we might receive him. For he is a God of love. Just like every bride and every husband, they want to be together. The bride wants to have her children about her. He is calling us to himself in this Corpus Christi. Let us therefore remember to whom we are called, and what the cost will be if we do not receive him well. These two little souls have been called. Our Lord called you, has been waiting for all eternity. And you know this. In fact, you know more than most people in the whole wide world these days. Because if I ask you a question, and I ask the question, "Who made you?" you would be able to say, "God made me to know, love, serve him in this world, to be happy with him in heaven." That is the calling that we see in the gospel. That is the calling. And I would have you, from this day forward, listen to him. Watch for him. When you come to the communion rail today and you receive him for the first time, you will receive the greatest gift that God gives to man. For we may praise our Lord for baptizing us, for making us a member of his church through that baptism, by having our sins removed. But in Holy Communion, we make the greatest gift back to him, because we make that act of love back to him. "Here I am, Lord. I am here. You call." That prepares you for the rest of your days, for everything that is to come. If you repeat that over and over again, "Here I am, Lord." And he strengthens us by this Holy Communion. He will strengthen you in every conflict that comes upon you, if you ask for that grace. Do you understand? So, you should receive him and even be ready to weep, because he loves you so much. More than your mother, more than your father, more than your brothers or your sisters, and you know how much they do for you. Even as little as you are, even as young, God loves us so much more immensely that he hides himself right in front of you, just as he does for all the rest of the world. For all the world is made, and yet they deny him. as we see in the gospel. They will not come to him when he calls to them. They bought a farm. They will not come to them. They have their own occupations which they will employ themselves at. The second calling. And the third calling. I have married a wife. I love something more than you. I am distracted more by that than I am attached to you. That's the saddest thing. That we should have to say, I do not love love. Because when we deny our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, that's what we're doing. We do not love love. Our prayers are all with you, that you might always gauge and John may always love our Lord from this day forward, that you keep your souls white as snow, pure, that you be glorified by the presence of our Lord in your soul this day and for all eternity. May that grace be yours through this holy reception and by those prayers of all those who are here, especially those of your family, on this day. May you be strengthened. Love, love, that you might always be in the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.